there is a supervisor. He can try to help you.
Okay. Where am I now?
Services is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You're looking for an AT&T office in Burma?
That's right.
Okay, what's it listed as, sir? Is it a manufacturing or?
Well, gosh, I just thought it was the main number for AT&T in Rangoon or Yangon or whatever the capital happens to be called.
Well, we don't have any listings, any numbers as far as overseas here for AT&T organizations in foreign countries.
Uh-huh. Are you able to connect me to the operator over there?
Try that. I guess we need to know, you know, they'd probably need to know what to look for. I mean, you know, whether it just be listed under AT&T or would be listed under, you know, like a manufacturing or a...
No, it's not manufacturing. I'm pretty sure it's...
Service center?
Not service center either, but long distance kind of thing.
You mean as far as, like, operators?
Not operators, but just telecommunications such as microwave links or satellite links, that kind of thing.
Well, let me see if I can find anything here, if I have a listing first, or if you can hold on a minute, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello? Operator, you still there? He hung up. Can you believe that? He hung up? Wow. That's unconscionable behavior. To all that to hang up on us. What should I do? Should I call back or should I just accept this? I should call back, huh? Okay. I'm being told to call back and to call back hard. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. That's exactly what has to be done. Now, I apologize for all the long pauses that we're hearing here, but unfortunately, the way this phone system is set up here at the radio station, everything I say is heard by the operators, you know, and every bit of music I play is heard by the operators, so I can't play anything really loud because then I won't be able to hear the operators. It's possible that little bit of music that we're listening to right now is enough to throw the operator off, so... Let's see if we can actually get to the stage of getting a phone to ring in Burma.
Phone. One moment, please.
Hello, I need overseas information, please, for Burma.
One moment for an operator who can assist you. Thank you.
AT&T, how can we help you?
Hello, I need overseas information for Burma, please.
Thank you, one moment.
Thank you.
AT&T, New York from Anon Coin 212. 279-3407.
Hello.
Hi, I need overseas information for Burma, please.
What number are you calling?
Well, I need information.
I can give you the name of the operator.
That would be fine.
All international circuits to the country you are calling are busy.
One moment, I'll try.
It doesn't sound too promising, eh?
No.
All international circuits to the country you are calling are busy now. Please try your call later. 412-1T.
412, that's your area code for Pittsburgh, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's where we're at. That's where I'm located.
That's where you are, huh?
Yeah.
So I guess all the circuits are busy at this time of day. Do you know what time it is in Burma?
National circuits
in Burma.
I'm sorry?
In Burma?
Yes.
3:16 p.m.
3:16 p.m. and I guess that would be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
The circuits are busy now. You have to try again later.
I'll try after they get home from work or something. Okay, thanks very much for your help.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes, our mission has ended in failure, unfortunately. But we did try. We did reach out. We did confuse some operators. And you know what the best part of it is? It didn't cost a cent. Because even if we had connected to an operator over there, overseas information is still free, as opposed to local information, which costs 45 cents. Go figure. Our phone number, 212-279-3400 for pledges. 212-279-3407. For on-air banter.
Beispiele paranormale Tonbandstimmen. Was sind paranormale Tonbandstimmen? Es sind Stimmen unbekannter Herkunft. Es sind paranormale Tonbandstimmen.
Ihren Klang. Ich verstehe die Sprachen. Ich verstehe die Sprachen nicht. Ich höre nur ihren Klang.
So low. Honey, you're my one and only. So pay me what you owe me. Lights are going down slowly. In the woods, the animals are moving. In my dreams, you're talking to me. Your voice is moving through me. You talk as if you knew me. So pay me what you owe me.
Accomplish them fair and it's over there. Destiny, accomplish them fair and it's all destiny. 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 Accomplish them fair and it's all destiny.
Beispiel Nummer 22.
The sun is shining slowly. The birds are flying so low. You owe me.
Thank you. loudspeaker spoke up and said, the loudspeaker spoke up and said, the loudspeaker spoke up and said, the loudspeaker spoke up and said, Christianity is stupid. 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 Communism is good. Communism is good. Communism is good. Communism is good. Can you hear that? Give up. Can you hear that? Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Give up. Give up. Give up. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Communism is good. Give up. Give up. Give up. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Communism is good. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Give up. Give up. Communism is good. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up. 17 now to say. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up.
Shop as usual. And avoid panic buying.
Chucky, Chucky, no matter Chuck from me.
Timely telephone tips. Brought to you from the Defense Department phone book. When you receive a telephone call, always remember to answer as promptly as possible. Try to answer before the second ring. Identify yourself when answering. Mr. Brown's office, Miss Andrews. Personnel, Mason. Speak distinctly and pleasantly. Hold mouthpiece well up in front of lips. Avoid trite or abrupt phrases. Who's calling? Just a moment. He's busy. He's in conference. He's tied up. He isn't in. Volunteer the whereabouts and whenabouts of an absent person. He can be reached in Mr. Jones's office, extension 2094. He is out of the building until 3 o'clock. May I locate him and ask him to call you? Volunteer your own assistance. Is there something I could do? Could I help you? Or anyone else? Request identity of caller only when necessary and in a tactful manner. May I have your name? May I ask who this is, please? Explain off-the-line delays. It's in the files. Can you wait a moment? Take messages willingly. Write essential details on a suitable message form. Deliver promptly. Transfer elsewhere only when you know definitely the correct person or number. Give caller these facts before transferring. Timely telephone tips. From the Defense Department phone book. When you make a telephone call, always remember to plan an effective conversation. Get your thoughts in order before calling. Place the call yourself except in special circumstances. Make sure you are on the line ready to talk when the called person is reached. Have the correct number or extension in mind. Consult your directory or personal phone number list. Listen for dial tone. Dial carefully. See general information page in your directory. Identify yourself immediately to the first person answering the call telephone. This is Mr. Johnson. May I speak to Mr. Hodges, please? Identify also, when helpful, your office and purpose in calling. Mr. Brown in accounts, returning Mr. Green's call. Ask whether called person has time to talk now, if call is likely to be lengthy. Try to complete your business on one call by securing information or leaving a message. Volunteer your extension and the best time to reach you in case you request a callback. keep your conversation brief and businesslike. Person equals Alex. Echo person. Person. Echo. $ person. Alex. The second line shows that person does not represent Alex. The string person is echoed as person. The shell only substitutes the value of a variable when you precede the name of the variable with a dollar sign. The command echo $ person displays the value of the variable person. It does not display $ person because the shell does not pass $ person to echo as an argument. Because of the leading dollar sign, the shell recognizes that $ person is the name of a variable, substitutes the value of the variable, and passes that value to echo. The echo command displays the value of the variable, not its name, never knowing that you called it with a variable. The final command displays the value of the variable person. You can prevent the shell from substituting the value of a variable by quoting the leading dollar sign. Double quotation marks will not prevent the substitution. However, single quotation marks or the backslash character will. Echo dollar sign person Alex. Echo dollar sign quote person unquote Alex. Echo single quote dollar sign person single quote dollar sign person. Echo backslash dollar sign person dollar sign person. Echo hi. Hi. Echo, this is a sentence. This is a sentence. Echo, good morning. Good morning. Date, Thursday, May 23, 051304. Every file has a path name. You can build the path name of a file by tracing a path from the root directory through all the intermediate directories to the file. String all the file names in the path together, separating them with slashes and preceding them with the name of the root directory. This path of file names is called an absolute path name because it locates a file absolutely, tracing a path from the root directory to the file. The part of a path name following the final slash is called a simple file name, or just a file name. While you are logged in on a Unix system, you will always be associated with one directory or another. The directory you are associated with or are working in is called the working directory or the current directory. Sometimes this association is referred to in a physical sense. You are in or working in the Jenny directory. To access any file in the working directory, you do not need a path name, just a simple file name. To access a file in another directory, however, you must use a path name. The PWD utility displays the path name of the working directory. Login. Alex. Password. Welcome to Unix. PWD/USR/Alex. The mkdir utility automatically puts two entries in every directory you create. They are a single and double period, representing the directory itself and the parent directory, respectively. These entries are invisible because their file names begin with periods. Because mkdir automatically places these entries in every directory, you can rely on their presence. The single period is synonymous with the path name of the working directory and can be used in its place. The double period is synonymous with the path name of the parent of the working directory. The kill utility terminates one or more processes by sending them signals. By default, kill sends software termination signals, signal number 15, although an option allows you to send a different signal. The process must belong to the user executing kill, unless the user is the super user. The kill utility displays a message when it terminates a process. The PID list contains process identification numbers of processes kill is to terminate. You can specify a signal number 0 through 15, preceded by a hyphen, as an option before the PID list to cause kill to send the signal you specify to the process. The kill command is built into both the C and corn shells. When you are using either the sea or corn shell, you can use job identifiers in place of the PID list. Job identifiers consist of a percent sign, followed by either a job number or a string that uniquely identifies the job. The built-in versions of KILL also allow you to specify signals by name rather than number. You can use the KILL-L command to list the signal names. When you use the KILL utility or the KILL that is built into the corn shell, you can terminate process number 0 with signal 9. All processes that the current login process initiated are terminated, and the operating system logs you out. But if you run this command while you are logged in as super user, you will bring the entire system down. Cat Blitz, a script that noisily but cautiously empties the working directory. Echo, the working directory is PWD. Echo, delete all files in PWD/C. Read answer. Case $ answer in. Why? Yes. Echo. Ouch, bang, splat. RM star. Echo. We got him, boss. Echo. Files remain untouched. ESAC, admin-iblitz.s.blitz. No ID. Keywords. CM7. Error. Blitz. Writable Blitz exists. GE4. Get-E-R2-S-Blitz-1.1-U-Delta-2.1. Lines. Delta S splits. Comments? Frivolous statements replaced with serious ones. No ID keywords. CM7. 1.2. 3. Inserted. 3. Deleted. 13. Unchanged.
Streaming in on sunlight wings, a new
Well, there aren't very many radio stations that will allow Unix poetry to be read. And I'm happy to say that this is one of them. And I want to thank everyone out there for the encouragement and for allowing this kind of behavior to go on. Readings from Unix. Music from Pink Floyd. And good morning, New York. It's 5:30 in the morning. We're here at WBAI Radio. Last half hour of this special six-hour edition of Off the Hook, the program about telephones, technology, and various other things. We're taking phone calls, 212-279-3407. If you have any questions or comments about high-tech or hacking or anything like that, give us a call now. Also, we'd like to hear from you as far as pledges. We do need to get pledges so that we can continue to bring you innovative and different programming. So those numbers once again, 212-279-3407 to be on the air, 212-279-3400 to make a pledge. We'll be taking phone calls right after this. Accidents are happening all the time. Even as we speak, there's an accident in progress involving something high-tech-ish, such as last Thursday when a large postal banking computer went down at a computer center in Sendai, Japan, putting banking machines out of action for more than 3 hours. Throughout Hokkaido and five prefectures in northern Honshu. Computer technicians had the main computer, one of three at the Ministry of Posts and Telecommunications, East Japan No. 2 Computing Center. They had that one back online shortly before noon, but postal authorities could not say what had caused the computer to fail. A total of 1,200 post offices throughout Hokkaido and the northern prefectures were affected. With 1,300 automatic teller machines and cash dispensers out of action. Another 3,000 transaction machines used by counter clerks at 2,900 post offices were also inoperable. According to Postal Bureau officials, the automatic teller operations can be shifted to an auxiliary computer if one of the three main computers goes down, but this failed after Thursday's breakdown. Counter clerks in the post offices processed transactions by hand during the failure, the authorities said. Until last week, postal banking services in the four northern regional bureaus were handled by three computer centers in Sendai, Nagano, and Otaru in Hokkaido. To improve efficiency, however, operations were concentrated at the center in Sendai from May 6th. And that's just one of the accidents that you'll find. 279-3407 for calls, 279-3400 for pledges. Good morning. Are you there?
Hello, am I on the air?
You're on the air, yes.
Okay, good. I just broadcasted my goof up to billions of people.
Oh, that's okay.
I have a question going back to the Risk Digest article.
Oh, which one?
About California licenses.
The new California licenses with thumbprints, yes.
I was under the impression, is the thumbprint actually on the license?
It's on the license. I haven't seen one myself. From what I'm told, it's digitized.
And then they just run the scan out on the license?
I believe it's something like that. I wish I had one in front of me. I would analyze it for you.
Because I remember reading the article on comp.risks, but I didn't realize that they actually put that on the license. I just wanted some clarification on that.
I'm reading it here. It says here, my color picture was digitized into an IBM computer, as was my thumbprint and my signature. And the magnetic stripe on the back has three tracks, so I imagine it was for those three items.
Huh. Okay, thanks. I was just kind of curious about that.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Good evening. Morning.
Good evening.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Good morning, good evening, whatever. You were talking about the phone ID only being in the local area code.
Right.
I had an experience just yesterday. I ordered something from a place in New Hampshire and started talking to him, and he said, oh, you're Mr. So-and-so, and he gave me my name.
Really?
And I said, oh, how did you know that?
You know,
and he said, oh, we have our phone hooked up to the computer, so it takes the ID and runs it into our computer and brings up your records on the screen.
You know, American Express tried that a couple of years ago, and they met with very, very adamant resistance to it, and they stopped. Can you tell us the name of that company?
That was PC Connections.
PC Connections.
One of the big PC mail order places.
Now, did you have previous dealings with them? Did they take it from
you? Oh, yeah, they had all my records, and everything was just, you know. He said, oh, ship it to this address? And I said, yeah, that's right. That's, but it sounds like the ID goes more than just locally.
Well, that's a different kind of ID. Let me first of all ask you, you just called that 800 number,
right?
And that's all you did, and you started talking. You didn't give your name. You didn't give your address or anything.
Right.
And they told you who you were.
That's right.
Okay, that's not the same thing as caller ID, by the way. That's ANI, Automatic Number Identification, which is passed on to most 800 numbers now.
Yeah, he said we got it from the telephone number.
Right, and a lot of 800 numbers now give that information or get that information immediately as soon as you call them.
Uh-huh. So, well, that means it must be coded on your phone when you make the dial out.
Well, what it's doing is it's the phone company is passing along that information. Yes, it is getting that information.
It has to be embedded someplace.
It's not the caller ID kind of passing of the information, but it's the same effect. So, for all intents and purposes, it is the same, I suppose.
Well, it took me by surprise. I have a couple of comments on Prodigy on what you were talking about, too.
Uh-huh. What's that?
It's getting to be very interesting on some of the bulletin boards. The people who leave messages actually start their message with a little plea to the censor. Censor, please don't knock this message off because I'm not related to the company I'm talking about their product.
That's incredible.
And
that's
people
incredible.
Are actually begging them not to knock their messages off.
Now, you've used Prodigy, I assume.
Yeah, I use it all the time for financial
stuff. Have you ever examined that file that's on your computer?
That was the other thing I wanted to talk to you about. I got a beta test copy of a utility they just developed to clean up exactly what you were talking about. And I thought it was rather superfluous to make a utility for that, but some of the things you were saying, now I have second thoughts. Maybe it's not a good idea to have some of your old files kicking around inside the stage file.
You see, you don't really have a choice. You can delete all of your files, but they're still there on the disk.
That's right. All it does is change the first character in the directory.
Exactly. So
Prodigy will probably, I guess, make this utility available in the very near future. And what it does is it actually goes in, finds every byte that they are not using, and changes it to a zero on the disk.
Now, that's good, all fine and well, but the fact of the matter is that the whole computer system is designed in such a way that that data remains there. You know, it remains there until it's written over by another file. And that's the way it's always existed. But people don't know this. People aren't aware of
that. That's what I'm saying. They've worked up a way where they give you a utility which you run on your disk. And
right.
It writes on your disk a zero in all of those unused spaces in the stage.
Right, and they're doing that because of all the bad publicity they've gotten as a result.
By the way, also, if you're running a faster computer, that file takes 980K of your hard disk.
So I've heard. An incredible amount of space.
100K is like for a 8088 PC or something.
That's a lot of data hidden in there. A lot of data that they could read and access. I think it's always a bad idea to have somebody accessing your computer that you don't know who they are.
Yeah. Well, apparently they are basically accessing it because it contains all the... I'm pretty sure it contains all the commercials that show up at the bottom of the screen. They're all embedded in that file.
Uh-huh.
And all it does is it puts a pointer to the next one to show up. And it also keeps a lot of your, like you said, your menus and the highlight screen when you sign on. That stuff is all in that stage file.
It's a scary thing. But, I'm not blaming Prodigy here. I'm not saying that they're out to...
Concept is very efficient.
Yeah, and it's probably a good idea, but... You know, it points to some deficiencies in the whole design of computer systems where data is just left hanging around and considered thrown out but not gone. I mean, if you sell your computer to somebody, right? You sell your old computer. Think of what they can do.
You don't wipe out the disk with wipe disk.
Think of what you can do. If you don't wipe out your hard disk, if you just sell that computer, you might as well have left all of your files there, all of your personal correspondences, whatever else you've used it for.
Like selling your house and leaving the desk in the living room.
That's right. You know, and I hope that there's government surplus computers for sale soon.
There's been some scandals from GAO.
I've heard scandals. Yes, I've heard of some scandals. And
where they released apparently FBI computers and compromised the identification of some of the agents.
So it goes to show that we're not quite there yet.
Well, the human mind doesn't think of everything the first time around.
No, it certainly doesn't, but human ingenuity is pretty much...
Okay, well, I want to fill you in on some of those technical things.
Okay.
And by the way, your show is also one of my favorites.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
I can't honestly say the favorite because I've got several, and they're all like equal.
Uh-huh. Well, it's good that I'm up there somewhere.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
And Off the Hook is usually heard every other Wednesday night from 9 to 10 o'clock. And we're here at this godforsaken time right now from 12 to 6 in the morning on this Thursday morning. We'll be back again next... Not this Wednesday coming up, but the Wednesday after that from 9 to 10. 212-279-3400 is the number to call to make a pledge. And we sure would like to see some pledges come in here. We've gone over quite a lot of stuff tonight with Steve Jackson popping in and saying a few things. Bill Squire over in Amsterdam talking about the Bart scandal. We had all kinds of bits of information, calls, even some Unix poetry. We've had everything tonight. But we need to hear from people out there to make sure that we're reaching you and that you care enough about WBAI to support this station and keep it strong, keep it going. 212-279-3400. Everybody that calls in the next 16 minutes, which is all the time we have left, will receive a free copy of 2600 Magazine with their pledge, whatever that pledge might be, no matter what it is, if it's $5, $10, $500, $1,000, who knows, whatever it is that you can afford to pledge to this radio station, it all adds up, it all goes to the total, and it all means something to us. each and every one of those callers, each and every one of those people who pledge money will receive that free copy. And you also receive the WBAI folio for 12 months. So that's essential to follow what goes on in this radio station. I don't know how you would have known that Off the Hook was on at midnight to 6 this morning if you did not have a folio. 212-279-3400. We have no calls on the line and probably a sleeping tally person inside. So let's wake them up. Let's get the day off to a good start. Remember, we do take Visa and MasterCard to make things easy. We have one call on the line. Hopefully that's somebody that's going to pledge something to us. Okay, two callers on the line. Hey, there's people out there. Okay, the city is waking up. The whole tri-state area is waking up. We need to hear from you. We need to know that you're out there and that you care about this radio station, because we care about our listeners. We care about what we talk about on the radio. We want to bring you alternatives. We want to bring you breaking information. We want to tell you what's happening. And the high-tech world is something that is going through a revolution right now. It's going through a very, very precarious state where things like freedom of speech are up in doubt. We don't know what the future of freedom of speech is in the electronic world. But we do know that we can focus on it here on WBAI. We can talk about it. We can bring you the movers and shakers of the industry and of various publications and things like that. We can get the word out. But you need to have a media outlet to do that. And of course, if you listen to the commercial radio stations, you'll know that they just don't get it. They just don't focus upon the things that bring you to WBAI. That's why you're listening now, because this is something different, something unique. And we pay a price for that. Obviously, we cannot have commercials and have this kind of programming. It's a good trade-off, I think, because if we had commercials, obviously, a lot of what you hear would be impossible. There's no way we could have the freedom of speech that we have on the radio now and also have to accept sponsorships from various companies, corporations, government institutions, or whatever else. So we're just a bunch of people that are very sincere. We care a lot about what we do, and we don't get paid for it. So your call, your pledge of support to WBAI means that we can keep going without having to compromise our standards, without having to take programs off the air because they don't meet a certain criterion. Hopefully things will never get to that stage here at WBAI, but we've gotten this far with your help, and we need to keep going also with your help. 212-279-3400. Please make that pledge now. Start the day off on a good note, and help bring this program up in dollar amount. Hey, we've gotten a couple of pledges in the last half hour or so. So let's get a flurry more, because we've only got about, oh boy, we only have 12 minutes left. 12 minutes left. We've been on for 6 hours. Off the Hook, the longest Off the Hook ever. Longest program about telecommunications and computer hackers and technology. Maybe it means something. Maybe it means that people are waking up and that they want to hear more about this. Well, nothing can send that message stronger than a lot of calls. A lot of calls now in the last 12 minutes that we have. 279-3400, area code 212. Make that pledge. Show your support. Take a stand. Good morning. Is anybody there? You know, it's sad when callers fall asleep. Oh, well. That phone was ringing for a good half hour, too. Good morning.
I wanted to ask you what you think about LSA bleaching ugly, darker skin to more of a beautiful porcelain coloring, like Jodie Foster.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I guess it's that time of morning, you know? I mean, I don't know what brings them out at this particular time of day, but 212-279-3407 is our telephone number, and that's to be on the air. 212-279-3400 to make a pledge, and we do want to hear from people who have pledges to send our way. there are lots of things going on out there. Lots of scary things, lots of exciting things. There's nothing bad about high technology, there's nothing bad about computers or telephones, but put in the wrong hands and used for the wrong purposes, there can be a lot wrong. There can be a lot of scary things, scary effects. What you'll hear in the media, the mainstream media, is computer hackers are the biggest threat. The biggest threat to freedom and the biggest threat to you. And I just do not think that is so. I think that is a cover-up for the things that are really wrong with the structure of technology. Computer hackers are the people that find holes, find bugs, and find wide-open operating systems. And yes, occasionally they find data about you that's just lying out there waiting for anybody to come along and read it. Now, does that make them the threat, or does that make ineptitude the threat? 212-279-3407. Give us a call for on air. 212-279-3400. Give us a call for a pledge. Good morning. Oh, wow. I always dreamed about getting callers like this. There's nothing but callers like this now. Wow. I guess everybody's busy taking a shower or something. I don't know. It's that time of day for that. Well, WBAI's membership drive is running until the 25th. And we need volunteers to staff the phones days, nights, and weekends. So give us a call during business hours at, yet another number, 212-279-0707, if you want to sign up for a shift. It's 212-279-0707. All right. Again, a plea to give us a call at 212-279-3400. We've been with you now since 12 midnight, and now it's just about 6 o'clock in the morning. It's been a long night. It's been an educational night. We've gone over a lot of details, a lot of topics, and learned a lot, I think, about the way phone companies, computer systems, and people in general operate. It's a fun place to play around, this high-tech playground of ours. It's something that's going to get more and more interesting as the years go on. But we can only benefit from that if we partake in the knowledge, if we share the knowledge, if we don't keep things to ourselves. So if you learn of something interesting, send it in. Send it in to Off the Hook, care of WBAI, 505 8th Avenue, New York, New York, 10018. Come by the next 2600 meeting, which will be the first Friday of June. That's at the City Corps Center, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And that's in the atrium area by the payphones. Where else? And the June meeting is my favorite because that's when the sun sets down every block of Manhattan. You know that time of year where the sun sets parallel to the streets? You look down every street to the west and the sun is there. It's only 1 month of the year that happens. And New York is the only city I know where that happens. And that's a kind of a special 2600 meeting for us. So, yeah, we'll be there not this Friday. I guess it's the next Friday. Whatever the first Friday of the month is, we'll be at City Corps Center from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And if you have particular questions or bits of information you'd like to share, bring it on by there. Again, our phone number is 212-279-3400. We want to thank everybody who has called in during this 6 hours, although I'm sure quite a few of them are sleeping now. We want to thank them anyway. We want to thank those of you who will call, because we know you will. We know there's some point where people realize what the right thing to do is, and we hope you realize that soon, because we only have about 5 minutes left. 212-279-3400. Please, make that call, make that pledge. Help BAI move a little further into the 90s. This is Emmanuel Goldstein. I've been with you for quite some time now, and I will be back two weeks from last night, I guess. In 2 weeks, Wednesday night from 9 to 10. And that's the normal time period for Off the Hook. The program about technology, high tech, and the fun and abuses that we have with it. Please, let's get some calls. 212-279-3400. Again, thanks to everybody. I'm sorry if I sound tired, but I am tired. I've been on for 6 hours straight, and it's quite a lot of fun. And I'm glad for we had lots of people calling up, asking questions, and relaying experiences. I encourage you to keep doing that, whether you're on bulletin boards, whether you're on the telephone, whether you're writing in to us. Please remember to keep your eyes open and keep asking questions. This is WBAI, New York.
Tune in tonight for a special Radio Free Erin WBAI Marathon program. From 8:30 to 11 o'clock, we'll be featuring British parliamentarian Anthony Benn. We'll be discussing a wide range of issues, from Ireland to the Gulf War, to solutions to Britain's role in the ongoing occupation of Ireland's six northeast counties. Join Mick DeWan and John McDonough for this and more tonight at 8:30 on your listener-sponsored radio station, WBAI, New York.
Hi, this is Armand DeMille, host of The Positive Mind, bringing you ideas, concepts, and guests to help you lead a more positively minded life. I'm with you on alternate Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m. here only on listener-supported WBAI.
This is Jimmy Carter. The American public can never get enough accurate, in-depth reporting about the world around us. And fine arts programming enriches the quality of our lives. It's for these reasons that I urge you to support this radio station. Its programming is indeed a public service. And like any public service, it requires public support. That means you and me. It's our dollars that keep this radio station on the air. So please make a pledge. Take responsibility for this valuable and truly unique radio station.
She's been jailed, tortured, placed under house arrest, beaten, sexually molested by white jailers. Her home has been bombed on at least seven occasions. And now one single white male judge has sentenced Winnie Mandela to 6 years in prison. Why?
We want to count on you that if things go wrong on that negotiation table, we know you will be there with us when we go back to the bush and fight the white man.
What is really behind the Winnie Mandela affair? Could this be a South Africa-style COINTELPRO operation? This question, plus in-depth discussions on the status of healthcare, democratic rights, economics, intellectuals, and artists in the Pan-African world, will be the focus of a two-day conference on Pan-Africanism, Friday and Saturday, May 24th and 25th, at the Harriet Tubman School on 127th Street off Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard in Harlem. Hear over 35 speakers, including John Henry Clark, Len Jeffries, Rashida Ismail Abubakar, Horace Campbell, Bernard Magobani, and others. That's starting 6 p.m. on Friday and continuing on Saturday the 25th at 11 a.m. at the Harriet Tubman School on 127th Street in Harlem. For information, call 212-714-9262. That's 714-9262. This has been a WBAI public service announcement on behalf of the African and Caribbean Resource Center.
And this is indeed WBAI Radio, 99.5 FM in New York. It's 6:02 in the morning, 72 beautiful, cool degrees, going up to the 80s today and clear. So it is a beautiful day out there. I'm Santiago Nieves, and it is a pleasure for me to be with you this Thursday and every Thursday morning. We're going to have a short version of the Thursday morning show today. We're just going to go up to 8 o'clock as we have an extended version of Undercurrents, which will go till 9 o'clock this morning, and then, of course, Delphine Blue will come in after that. We're going to go back to our regular 6 a.m. to 9:30 slot next Thursday, so listen in then. Again, Thursday morning show, 6:03 in the morning. This is WBAI 99.5 FM. We have a great show coming up. Let's start off with a little honey.
Love you, honey. Bigger than the skies.